Watching the efforts of the firefighters battle the wildfires in California, as I thought about which speech or sermon by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to share with you today, came to realize that Dr. King and our firefighters share many characteristics. First and probably foremost is courage. When pushed against, Dr. King stood firm and our firefighters stand firm. Here's how Paul encourages this in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. There's humility. While we recognize Dr. King and our firefighters for their respective heroics, to them their works were and are simply being what they saw that was needed to be done. By doing this, they bring forward to us the words of Jesus, which we find in Luke chapter 17, verse 10, Jesus speaking, so likewise you, when you have done all those things which you are commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants, we have done what was our duty to do. Dr. King didn't, and our firefighters don't do what they do for any kind of self-glory. They were and are devoted to works that will bring strength and peace to others. As Jesus teaches in John chapter 6, verse 27, do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him. Their works can certainly lead to times of trials, not those in the courtroom, but those of our spirit. While most will look at those as times to avoid and evade, James in James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, says something quite a bit different. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Now, would it be accurate to say that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was and our firefighters are overcomers? Yeah, I think so too. Again, their works are eternal examples of living God's word. There's this lesson we receive from Romans chapter 12, verse 21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Or what we read in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. All right, now it's quiz time. Where do these characteristics come from? Seminar training? Books? YouTube videos? No. The answer is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 6. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. Are you asking how this applies to you? How can I measure up to what Dr. King did or what our firefighters do? Well, who says that's what God expects of you? Now, when you listen, I mean truly, really listen to God's word, he will help you find all within you that he has blessed you with to put to use and live his word with. As I conclude, it's important to also mention how, along with being Martin Luther King Jr. Day, tomorrow was also Presidential Inauguration Day, when Donald Trump will be sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Let us all pray that, rather than trying to profit from God's word financially, which he recently set out to do, that Mr. Trump will be obedient to God's word so that all, including him, will profit from it spiritually. As Paul teaches us in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.